Today's reality check takes a deep dive into an institution of higher education. Honolulu Civil Beat's business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us today. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So the college we're talking about is Hawaii Pacific University.
That's right. Hawaii Pacific University is going through some really big changes now, really transforming itself, and in a way, it really has to.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks know Hawaii Pacific University, HPU. You know, they have right. been running commercials about how they've got such a diverse student body. You know, they've got some solid programs with nursing, marine science, but they've got some big challenges.
Right. So, you know, we really looked at the business side of this, and the key issues are this. One, it's a teaching college. It's a teaching university, not a big research university, so they don't have a lot of grants coming in to help support everything. The big source of revenue is from tuition and fees, but they've had declining student enrollment over the years really sharply. We have graphics that show this from maybe 10,000 to roughly 5,000 in the past decade. That means less money, less revenue. They've had to let faculty go through attrition. So the faculty has declined a lot too. And on top of all that, they're consolidating and moving everything downtown or the edge of downtown along Ala Moana to new spaces. They've taken over Aloha Tower Marketplace, and they've moved a bunch of things into Restaurant Row or Waterfront Plaza, as it's more formally known, and one of the other buildings downtown.
Right, yeah.
So again, this is costly. Yeah.
And they moved from their offices on Fort Street Mall because of, you know, safety issues, I think. But they also did sell, I believe, the property that they have on the Windward side, right?
That's right. So they sold that, the Hawaii Loa campus, and they're moving everything over here to this side of the island. Now, I think for the students, it can be maybe a better experience. They don't have to go all the way over to the other side of the island. Some of them live there as well. But again, it's expensive. It's costing a lot of money to move everything here and consolidate here.
So what are they doing to kind of adjust to this new reality of, you know, shrinking enrollment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So they have a few things. They have some new programs, some new engineering programs. That seems to be attracting students. They're also doing things to try to attract more local students. They have a really interesting program, for instance, with some of the private schools. One of them is Mary Knoll School, where a student can basically earn an associate's degree while they're in college, while they're in high school, come out of high school with an associate's degree and really only have to do 2 years of college at HPU afterward. So they're doing that kind of thing to try to bump up enrollment. It seems to be getting some traction, but again, we have to see.
Now, I know there have been stories about how two of the longtime tenants, Gordon Biersch and, I'm trying to think of the other one, that they just pulled out.
Right. So this is an issue. They do rely on revenue from renting out Aloha Tower Marketplace, that whole mall down there. Gordon Biersch moved out. Hooters was the other tenant that moved out. The president, Mr. Gotanda, says that they have another tenant that's interested, or tenants that are interested in those spaces. And so we'll see. They do need to fill those and generate revenue. It's not a huge amount of money, but every little bit helps.
Right, because it's a little tricky location. I know they've got Barnes & Noble there. I was excited because, you know, I like bookstores.
Right.
But when I went down there, I mean, that's really just geared for the students. It's not so much, you know, general public, general books.
Right. It's always been a difficult space, as we've seen for years, to get that space going. I don't know if they have dorms now for the students, so they have upward of 400 students living there. It would seem like that should help, but again, college students aren't known as people who are big spenders rolling in dough, so we'll see if that really can attract businesses or not.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sure the students love living down there.
Yeah, they like it. It's a really nice experience. It's beautiful, right? They're right. They have a beautiful lanai looking out over the ocean, the harbor there, and it really is a nice space. And it's not as far as it seems to go to walk from there to Restaurant Row. It's only about a 10-8 minute walk, something like that.
Well,
so it's pretty. It seems like a nice experience from talking to the students.
Right. Well, we'll have to see how they can crack the nut of paying for their faculty and the upkeep of that area. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.